So welcome, Insight Meditation Satsang, Sean Oakes. Good to see y'all appearing from near and far. We're a couple of weeks into a little cycle of looking at the breath. And we're going to have kind of a skills class tonight. So we're going to start with some kind of technical basics on breath in terms of length of breath. We'll do this. We'll do a version of the beginning steps of Anapanasati in the meditation, maybe with a couple extra guidelines around the long and short breaths. And then in the talk, I want to talk about the relationship between pranayama, adjusting the breath, and mindfulness of breath. But particularly, we'll look at lengths of breath, breath ratios between inhale and exhale, and a couple specific really helpful breath patterns. And we'll go on from there. There's also a mini announcement that Spirok needed somebody to teach something in a couple weeks, and I was handy. So I'm going to do a day-long on breath on the 7th of November. So we'll have a day to get really technical on breath patterns then coming up soon. All right, so we'll start in meditation as we always do. Bringing the body into something like stillness, bringing the attention or the mind to meet the body in stillness. Letting go of whatever we were doing leading up to this moment. And draw in a deep breath in and let a long breath out. Maybe do a couple more of those, using the breath to clear the slate, to start fresh, and to reset a little bit as we begin the energy that we've brought into the meditation from the day so far. These first longer breaths can be holding the intention to shift our energy, to shift our state, and to do that, they can be joined by the intention to relax, to let go through the musculature. And you might let the attention wash down through the body, through the temples and eyes, through the jaw and mouth and neck and shoulders. Letting the intent to relax mix with the refreshing breath. And so they build on each other. The breath supports more calm. The calm supports the breath to deepen and lengthen in a way that feels good. You can give some attention to the mouth. Encouragement here is to breathe through the nose with the lips closed, and to let the teeth fall open. So we're relaxing through the jaw, through the mandible. And you can either let the tongue relax and rest in the base of the mouth, or let it relax up, resting behind the teeth, all the way around the sides of the mouth. This can help to slow down salivating and can help the breath be easy, less swallowing. Eyes can be open or closed. I'll encourage closed for the breath investigation, if that's comfortable. And wherever the tongue is, jaw is relaxing. And you can let the chin track gently toward the wall behind you, even lowering the gaze slightly so there can be a sense of expanding through the base of the skull and the back, and lengthening through the top of the neck. This doesn't mean we're trying to flatten out the cervical curve. If anything, we want to restore it, but we can draw the head back so that it's more clearly balanced on top of the central column, and that can support the neck to come back into its natural curve, coming out of the head forward posture. One way to support a slowing breath is to feel how this head opening back can combine with a gentle lift through the top of the throat for a very simple version of a gesture known in yoga as Kachari Mudra. A very soft drawing up through the back of the mouth. Some versions of Kachari Mudra have the tongue turning back. We're not doing that so much as just a slight narrowing at the back of the mouth and into the throat. If you breathed hard through that space, you would come into the aspirant breath. Known as Ujjayi or victorious breathing. The intent here is for a very gentle breath. But you could lift into the Ujjayi contraction just enough to hear a very soft hiss. Maybe soft enough that your neighbor wouldn't be able to hear it, but you can. And hearing the path of the breath can help us stay with it. And the narrowed channel will help slow down the breathing. Notice if you have a tendency to breathe very full, where you're pressing the limit of the top of the breath. And you might play with backing off from that and breathing in with this gentle Ujjayi, gentle narrowing of the throat and drawing back of the chin, breathing into about 3/4 of your volume. So not stretching the lungs at all, but a slow breath to about 3/4 full. You might pause there for a moment, and then a long breath out, emptying completely, but without a strong push at the end, just letting all the breath leave the lungs, and allowing the next in-breath to be drawn in on its own, Notice, if you can, how breathing in this way changes the tone of energy through the body. And continue in this way for a while, adjusting any aspect of this breath to make it more pleasurable, the energy more interesting, more easy, more relaxing. Feeling the result of this breath. And then I'll offer one more variation before we settle into silent meditation. And this is a balancing breath where we intend to breathe the same length, inhale as exhale. So on your next inhale, still with this gentle ujjayi, if that feels good, breathing in and begin to count the length of the inhale. So you count from the bottom up to the top of the inhale, however high you get, in a nice slow rhythm. Maybe you get to 3 or 4 or 5 or more counts. And then pause at the top of the breath and then breathe out and count down from that same number. So you count down from wherever you got to, back down to 0. And 0 is when you're empty. And take a few breaths in this way, breathing in with a count, pausing at the top of the breath. And again, this can be about 3/4 of the way full, or you could breathe a little more if you want to, more full, and then breathe down with the same count. Equal in and out breaths, sometimes called samavritti, equal turning breath. Again, notice how the breath pattern affects you, how it shifts energy, anything you notice here. And we'll sit the rest of our time in silence together. You could continue with any of these breath suggestions, the equal turning breath, the gentle ujjayi, the 3/4 full breath, the breath where the exhale is a little longer than the in. Or let go of any of that. Let the breath breathe itself naturally. And come back to basic mindfulness of breathing, just knowing the in-breath and the out-breath and sustaining attention with the breathing process, bringing the mind back when it wanders, and deepening into stillness with breathing. And close the meditation with the homage to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. If you know this chant, I encourage you to take a deep breath and we'll chant it along with me as a kind of pranayama or a breath lengthening. We'll do the whole line on one breath. We'll do three of those. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Letting it go, letting go of the stillness or the meditation posture.